Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Tinkerbell, the flirty fairy companion of Peter Pan, after it recently came to light that Walt Disney World finally removed her from the personal meet-and-greet events at its theme park in Orlando, Florida. You may recall that the Disney internal virtue police at Stories Matter had reviewed all the major characters in Disney films back in 2022, looking for any problematic ones, and quite rightly identified Tinkerbell for cancellation because she is overly body conscious and jealous of Peter Pan's affections, reinforcing misogynist narratives in which women define themselves with reference to men, especially on the basis of physical appearance and sex appeal. Yes, the pouty little pixie has long been problematic as she flits around Neverland, openly cavorting with immature lost boys and unable to form meaningful relationships with other women, until finally meeting one in Wendy and trying to sabotage her because Peter finds Wendy romantically appealing. Tink is a flirty, jealous, mercurial sexpot with long legs. Well, as long as the legs of any 6-inch pixie can be. She dresses like a tramp and she zips around distracting men with her magic tricks, unhealthy skinny waist and hips so girthy, even Sir Mix-a-Lot would take a second look. Although some might say she gave shorter than average women a role model they could admire as a powerful self-actuated doer of miracles, the truth is she's just the animated American Barbie doll precursor of every hyper-sexualized Japanese anime vixen known to pubescent maledom. She would obviously be an influencer on Instagram, and I don't mean that in a good way. I'm sorry, Miss Fairy Femme Fatale, wearing pumps instead of heels and doing one act of noble self-sacrifice at the end of the movie are not enough to make up for all the ways you foster body-shaming, man-catching, and eating disorder culture. Our young women deserve better than you and your easily manipulated emotional insecurities. Tinkerbell, take your pixie dust and your pom-pom-adorned feet and go. We hereby cast thee out, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Dame Judi Dench, for casting numerous pointed aspersions upon our entire religion during an interview with Radio Times magazine. When asked about the value of content advisories in movies, Dench callously replied, quote, "I can see why they exist and it is preparing people, I suppose, but if you're that sensitive, don't go to the theater." She continued, "Why go to the theater if you're going to be warned about things that are in the play? Isn't the whole business of going to the theater about seeing something that you can be excited, surprised, or stimulated by? It's like being told they're all dead at the end of King Lear. I don't want to be told." I'm sorry I had to quote that to you, but we do believe in presenting the evidence in justification of our public cancellations. Obviously, you can see how this attitude of indifferent callousness to the mental anguish of her fellow theatergoers makes Dench completely unfit for modern society. It sure must be nice to have such a powerful case of neurotypical privilege, because she hasn't experienced any trauma in her own life that would necessitate a trigger warning for her. How delightful it must be to have such unrefined moral sensibilities that seeing injustice portrayed on the big screen creates no anxiety for her at all. She actually told the magazine, "Do they do that? My God, it must be a pretty long trigger warning before King Lear or Titus Andronicus." Yes, as her fellow unwarned viewers convulse into a pile of morally hypersensitive empathetic goo, this woman simply enjoys the thrill of seeing the horrors parade in front of her. She even had the audacity to ask, if you know what when the shocks are coming, where is the surprise of seeing and understanding it in your own way? Look, Dame, there's always only one way to understand a film, so don't cloud the issue with your silly notions of artistic interpretation. Your brand of psychological indifference to the suffering of others is on its way out. We represent a kinder, gentler society in which the only real command is, thou shalt make nothing that offendeth thy neighbor. Because we believe, as St. Mabel the Remonstrator taught us, blessed are the thin-skinned, for they shall inherit the decency standards. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our heartiest approbation this week is for Joy Lind Van Hasselt, the Columbia University grad student who made international news when she walked up on stage at her commencement ceremony wearing a powder blue graduation robe, colorful Arab kafaya, and the fashionably forward zip-tied hands of the modern protest professional. Although we admire many of the conscientious women who brought Palestinian flags on stage with them as an act of courage, wisdom, and profoundly effective persuasion, Ms. Van Hasselt stands alone for being the total package. In a now wildly viral video, Joy took her diploma and immediately began to rip it in half to show the world what she, and we, really think of the value of a master's degree in social work from Columbia. Perhaps somewhat unfortunately for our young heroine, she quickly discovered that ripping a large diploma in half while wearing this year's most popular Al Jazeera brand limited edition zip ties was not possible. Big diploma, tiny little handcuffs. The physical challenge was simply beyond her, and apparently her protest mentors had not properly trained her to always do at least one dry run of your Palestinian protest dance before performing in front of a live audience. So it was awkward. But, not wanting to risk deviating from the carefully cultivated disobedience script by using her mouth, let's say, to hold one half and her conjoined hands to rip the other, Van Hasselt did the next best thing. Thinking quickly, she simply tossed the semi-shredded parchment over her head and pretended that everything had gone precisely as intended, like a pro, a true actress of the highest order. She even had the presence of mind to remember to take off her cap and reveal a hand-scrawled message on the inside that literally no one in the audience or on camera could make out, thus showing the world that with a master's degree in integrated practice and programming social work, you really can accomplish almost anything you set your mind to. For ceremonially throwing your future on the floor along with your diploma, and for having the courage to boldly do what everyone else was already doing, but to do it more cartoonishly, we confer upon the Joy Lynn Van Hasselt the black tassel, green ropes, and crimson stole of the honorary doctorate of Palestinian protest performance. It's every bit as valuable as that master's degree you ripped up. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Hop, Skip, and Dump, featuring reclaimed foodstuffs from local restaurant dumpsters and residential landfills. This week featuring Taco Tuesdays held over until Friday, five-day fermented turnip greens, and a rare delicacy, half-eaten corn on the cob from just yesterday found in a bucket outside the Gas and Sip. You've truly never had reclaimed food like this before. Hop, Skip, and Dump. If you're the first person to taste it, it probably doesn't taste like virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.